It's long been said that foreign aid is the taking of the money from the poor people in rich countries and giving it to the rich people in poor countries. I think that's as good a description, James Bovard, as there is of foreign aid. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on, Rob.
Yeah, indeed. Well, the occasion is the editorial commentary that you had in Atlantic, the anti-corruption charade. And, of course, I should tell people that James Bovard is, as I've said many times over the years, my favorite muckraker of modern times, author of Attention Deficit Democracy, Lost Rights, The Destruction of American Liberty, and a bunch of other books, because he has to make a living. Anyway.
That's the goal, anyhow.
It is, you know. I love how you begin this. In much of the world, governing is a synonym for looting. So take it from there and tell us what your thesis was in this piece that you did for Atlantic.
Well, this is actually for Barron's.
Oh, for Barron's. I'm sorry. I knew that.
Well, excuse you me. Know, it's almost the same thing. So. the thing I was doing, back about 10 years ago, George W. Bush announced that he was going to have a new foreign aid program, which was going to give foreign governments bribes for not stealing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was based on...
progress.
Yes. Well, I mean, and the funny thing was that George Bush basically said at that point, well, you know, foreign aid isn't working so well because there's so much corruption and all that, but, you know, what we're going to do is have a new program and change all that. Naturally, it didn't change squat, and so what you did is simply add more billions onto the waste and give more encouragement to foreign governments to plunder every chance that they got. And the U.S. government doesn't really give a darn about this, because the thing that the U.S. government wants is influence. It's far more concerned about influencing foreign governments than it is about maintaining moral purity.
Right, or keeping tabs on kleptocrats. They don't care. They don't care that Afghan looters of aid are huge buyers of condominiums in Abu Dhabi, you know, and things like
absolutely.
That. Dubai, rather. I mean, this is, you see it everywhere. It's always been the case. Kleptocrats are in charge. We send the money. What do we expect the money to do? The ostensible thing is we expect it to help the poor in these countries. But obviously, as you just pointed out, that's not the actual goal. First of all, it's impossible. You're not going to get the money out of the hands of the people with the power.
Well, and, you know, it goes back decades. I started writing about foreign aid in the early 1980s, and I was amazed, because looking back on to the, like, 1950s, it was obvious the program had been a huge failure, that it had been a waste of U.S. tax dollars, that we were muddling in foreign countries, not really caring what we achieved or didn't achieve. Someone once said that foreign aid is walking around money for the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the thing we do is spend 10, 20, whatever billion dollars per year so that when the Secretary of State travels to a foreign country, there's a red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it'd be a heck of a lot cheaper simply to buy a red carpet and take it around the plane where the Secretary of State travels.
Speaking of which, and I want to get to Afghanistan in a moment, but speaking of which, the State Department, I was reading yesterday, is budgeting $5.3 million to pay for private security for the diplomatic corps in Afghanistan.
Yeah,
I mean, in Iraq, excuse me, as we pull our troops out. And that, or is it $5.3
billion? Probably $5.3
yeah.
billion, but something which is striking is that the State Department, I guess, is intending to greatly increase its presence
yes.
there in Iraq. I mean, the Iraqis don't like us. You know, during the last 8 years, Iraq's been shot to pieces. There's basically a low-level civil war there right now, thanks in large part to the U.S. intervention. And so there are so many different levels of institutional dishonesty here, certainly on Capitol Hill, but the folks in the State Department make a very nice living by propping up these frauds.
Yeah, indeed. Afghanistan. I saw on television last night, Jim Bovard, Senator McCain.
It's always uplifting. It's a hell of a way to end the day.
Suggesting that even though, you know, the foreign aid to Afghanistan is just a direct pipeline to Karzai and his cohorts, that it's well worth it somehow in McCainian logic, because this somehow prevents Afghanistan from again being used as a base for military actions against the United States? I mean, it's kind of convoluted, but I think I knew what he meant.
Well, the thing that proves that wrong is that a major reason, there's the Karzai government now has very little support among Afghans outside the capital city. And a major reason why Afghans have turned against Karzai is because of the corruption. And this is corruption that has been fueled and increased by U.S. foreign aid. So in one sense, U.S. foreign aid is probably is putting American soldiers in harm's way because, in one sense, it is boosting support for the Taliban because a lot of Afghans think that anybody involved with the Afghan government is probably a crook.
And the, well, they're right.
Well, not everybody. I assume there are some
really
honest Afghan government officials.
Honest,
I mean,
where?
I mean, it's the same as there's a couple honest members of Congress.
I don't think so.
Well, okay, I've been wrong before.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, but it's just, and but folks simply don't want to recognize how these foreign aid is fueling the insurgency because the Afghan government is so incredibly odious. And it was obvious the last election they had that Karzai stole a million votes, and yet people in the White House were still referring to him as democratically elected. I'm thinking, like, you know, what does a person have to do in order to be figure tainted?
This pops into my head, Jim Bovard, when you're talking about this. My favorite thing is how we pay the Taliban to allow the convoys through that arm our forces to fight the Taliban.
Right.
I think that's just so delicious.
Well, there are so many bribes that the U.S. military is making on a routine basis there. And it's just, I mean, it's kind of like walking around money for a first lieutenant.
they're down $11 billion on one project in Afghanistan, which has to do with repairing a dam. $11 billion.
Well, and it's probably, and almost all these projects are pieces of, are failures, but what has happened is that the State Department and the U.S. military is evaluating itself on how much money that they disperse.
Yeah.
And as long as they hand out the money, it's considered a success. It doesn't matter how it basically poisons an entire country because foreign aid can be a toxic influence politically. There was a line in the piece Afghanistan is exhibit one for foreign aid as a political weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, Jim, hang on. We'll continue this in just a moment. The anti-corruption charade appeared in Barron's Saturday, June 4th. It's author Jim Bovard. He's our guest.